Exercise 11 through 12. I think that I communicate in questions and statements equally. When I am at school, I am learning about new topics. I communicate more in questions because in order to understand new topics, I need to ask questions. When I am at work, I speak more in statements. I use them because I am delegating tasks to the sales staff. When I am at home or with my family, it is a combination of the two. When I am asking questions, it is generally because I want an answer. However, sometimes when I use questions with my friends and family, I am doing so to keep the conversation going. I think I am more likely to be interrupted because, as a child, growing up, my father always taught me it is very rude to interrupt someone when they are speaking. You should only interrupt if it is an emergency that needs immediate attention. Otherwise, you should wait for that person to finish. When I get interrupted, I get annoyed because I give the person I am speaking with their chance to say what they have to say, and I expect the same respect. Depending on the situation, I may let my annoyance show, but I usually keep it inside and let the person say what they have to say. Then later I pick up where I left off. In school I say things like, "This may be a dumb question. I am unsure if what I'm going to say may be stupid, so I want to cover my tracks beforehand. I don't want to come off as sounding stupid. I think that in certain situations it could make me appear hesitant because I may portray myself as a person who has low self-esteem or confidence. I'm afraid that the person I'm communicating with could take that as a sign of weakness."